Cheater and the Rude with Jeff Kreisler and Lee Papa, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
Cheater and the Rude. This is Lee Papa, the writer of the blog The Rude Pundit. I'm joined on the phone or by Skype with...
Joined by Jeff Kreisler.
No, I'm joined with. We are joined at the vocal cords.
Oh, yeah. Lee does the in-breathing. I do the out-speaking.
There you go. And we're joined in studio by comedian Kevin Janis, who's been a friend of ours for, I don't know, going on a big probably 3 years.
Yeah, three long years.
Three epically long years. And how's Jeff last week, just to continue the story of Jeff Kreisler the cheater, he's now in his second week of fatherhood, and he has a son. Kevin also has a son. I do not have a son. And so what's it like for you guys with the boys and stuff? How's it going over there, Jeff?
There are pieces of poo inside my boy's scrotal sack area.
This is...
Still?
Still.
You haven't done anything about it? What's Ann have to say about that?
I think you're going to he outgrows it, right? Isn't it just like a matter of time? Things expand, and in the summer the heat will expand.
I don't know. Did they get rashes on their scrotums, Kevin?
Yes.
Yes? Oh, my God.
Kevin is Canadian. They're not used to saying scrotum.
Oh, what do you say in Canada for scrotum?
Well, we use technical terms like penis, mainly.
Penis?
Yeah.
But what do you call the area where the testicles are held?
Oh, those are balls.
Oh, balls. And a ball sack?
Yeah. Nutsack.
Nutsack. Okay, so the proper Canadian term I'm thinking is nutsack. Are you beyond the...
Tooksack.
There we go. Are you beyond the scrotum cleaning stage?
No, I did it last night. I mean, you know, Jeff, I don't know what you're complaining about. I don't know what you're complaining about. I cleaned a dirty scrotum, then Jack peed on me in the bath. And
wait. Were you in the bath with him?
No.
Okay.
It'd be great if Jack wasn't your son, was just like a friend of Newt Gingrich's that came over and peed on you after you cleaned someone else's scrotum.
All right, let's not get into Perry's new ad quite so soon.
Yes. We'll get there. So, but are you sleeping? Are you doing all right? We care, Jeff. We care.
We are doing well here at Casa del Pupe, and... you know, he's been pretty well behaved, all things considered. You know, you can't complain.
This is the second week in a row you've mentioned the scrotal feces, and I just wondered that.
It's fascinating to me.
Yeah, like I show up on this show, I'm here for 45 seconds, and the two of you have launched into some child dirty scrotum talk.
Well, that's not in what to expect when you're expecting. It's not in. Does Dr. Spock even cover that? Did you read that anywhere?
I read that on the crap in my kid's scrotum. I mean, I didn't read in a book. I don't need no book learning to understand that poo shouldn't be in nutsack.
I come on this show. I'm told I'm, eminent political satirist, the Rude Pundit, Lee Papa.
It's all a metaphor. Kevin, you have to understand, everything you don't like is a metaphor.
Yes. So what is your turd-ridden son's scrotum a metaphor for?
The Republican primary. It's a dirty place that holds something driven by sexuality that will inevitably blast onto the stomach of the electorate and lay impotent football.
Wow.
Etc. Etc.
That's great. You know what? I can't wait to play this for your son in when he's in high school.
You could play it for him tomorrow.
Yes, I guess I could. So, speaking of the Republican primary, I think do you think we've done the scrotum?
I don't know. We'll have to ask Jeff.
Yes.
Are we done talking about your child's scrotum and asking about mine?
Yes.
Oh, wait.
We didn't ask about Kevin's scrotum, just his kid's scrotum. Kevin, how's your scrotum?
This is a real Johnson Club here tonight. You know, as somebody that's never had to actually clean somebody else's scrotum, I got to tell you, this is all kind of just weird to me. I would say it's a little, I don't know, maybe a little gay in the homosexual sense.
Isn't it a shame that today people on the radio can talk about cleaning one another's scrotum, but yet our Christmas trees can't carry semi-automatic weapons at black presidents' rallies?
Well, or, as Rick Perry says in his new ad that he put out on the internet, the title of it being Strong. You know what? Kevin was actually about to rub his nipples to the idea of that.
Oh, Jesus.
He is. It's the visual right now.
Kevin, it gets better, by the way.
Listen.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian. But you don't need to be in the pew every Sunday to know that there's something wrong in this country when gays can serve openly in the military, but our kids can't openly celebrate Christmas or pray in school. As president, I'll end Obama's war on religion, and I'll fight against liberal attacks on our religious heritage. Faith made America strong. It can make her strong again. I'm Rick Perry, and I approve this message.
I want to fuck Rick Perry in the ass so badly after that commercial. You know why? Because he's wearing the same jacket that Jake Gyllenhaal wears in Brokeback Mountain. The exact same jacket. And he's there talking about how, you know, faith and apparently religious people are the reason why. People that hate God are the reason why gays are in the military now. How do they since you're from Canada? What do they do with the whole Christmas Hanukkah thing? Well, there's no Jews in Canada, right?
No, none.
Okay, so they don't worry about the Hanukkah thing,
no,
and there's no black
issue.
People either, so you don't have to worry about the Kwanzaa thing, right? So it's all just
a mosaic of multiculturalism.
Every different type of white person up there.
Yes, from ashy to eggshell.
Not at all. I don't know what to make of this ad. Clearly it's the department that Rick Perry forgot while he was counting, right? It's the Department of Gay.
Yes, I think so. I think somebody needs to be appointed the Secretary of Gay.
Oh no, according to him, there's a whole department. He just got to shut it down.
Oh, that's right. Yes. It's education and energy and gay.
Yeah.
Yes. What did you think of it when you saw it, Jeff?
I thought it was kind of amazingly awesome. I thought that it's about time we had people in the forefront of our political system that really embraced the cartoonish nature that we'd always had to force upon them, that now they embody a childlike drawing depicting good and evil. And I think he pretty much could have just come out and said, Obama wants to fuck your mouth, and it would have been less offensive.
Wait. Are you saying that Barack Obama wants to fuck my mouth?
No, but have you seen any documentation proving that he doesn't?
I have not.
So I don't think we can.
Is this what happens if his tax plan doesn't pass?
No, no matter what happens, this is what happens.
Oh, okay.
And this is all that happens from now on. That's what, if you vote and you vote the wrong way, D is Democrat and is also for dick. R is Republican and is for repressed sexual feelings. So,
nicely done. Good payoff there.
Thank you. I'll work out. What I wonder is if we could, though, make, if it's possible to make the Rick Perry ad more dark and ominous. Trying to say to the right wing, to the faith-based thurs, if that's a word, watch out for Obama. But it's not quite, it's not quite there. It's not quite dark enough.
So you think that sort of pseudo Aaron Copland music there, that's in it. It doesn't really fit. It doesn't really fit the ominous warning that he is actually giving us, that we have to choose between gays and the military. If we want to go on the path that we're going now, it's baby Jesus is getting ass raped by gays in the military, right? If that's the path we're on right now.
Sure. I don't know if the gays would be in the military, but he's getting ass raped, I guess, as long as we're going to choose that.
Yes, but I'm saying that's the path. That's what Rick Perry's saying right now. If you don't want that, if you don't think baby Jesus should be ass raped right there in the manger while Mary and Joseph watch and maybe a camel looks shocked, then you need to vote for Rick Perry. You're saying that the ad needs to be awesomer in order to convey that.
It takes extraordinary action to save this country. It takes something never seen before, something never imagined before, a Rick Perry moment.
Let's hear what that might sound like.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian. You don't need to be in the pew every Sunday to know that there's something wrong in this country when gays can serve openly in the military, but our kids can't openly celebrate Christmas or pray in school. As president, I'll end Obama's war on religion, and I'll fight against liberal attacks on our religious heritage. Faith made America strong. It can make her strong again. I'm Rick Perry, and I approve this message.
So, how did that work for you? Kevin, how'd that work for you?
That was officially sanctioned by the Department of Gay, I think.
Yes, yes. So I like a Rick Perry ad against gays that you can dance in hot pants to.
Well, because he's trying to reach across aisles, sort of give a hand job, a reach around across the aisle. And that's what that form of the ad, I think, served to do. I just don't think it's ominous enough. I don't know if Greg can do super ominous.
Yeah, that was kind of fun.
That was. But you know what it did? You know what it did? It said, Rick Perry is a manly man. He is a manly man wearing manly pants.
With his hand in his pocket.
What
was in the pocket? That's what I want to know.
Freedom. What?
Freedom was in his pocket, and he was playing pocket pool with Freedom.
Chrysler's book.
Exactly.
Yes. That's Get Rich Cheating, available in
at places
you online.
Actually, wasn't that Mike Huckabee's children's story about 9/11? Freedom was in their pocket.
Yes, it was. It was freedom on one side and liberty on the other. And if you hold them together, you have the essence of America. We really need some women in here, because all we're doing is sitting around talking like we're in the fucking gym, like we're we're heavingly sweaty after just working out, and we're just talking about our junk.
What gym are you going to?
You know what? I know how we can
gyms with the music that you heard on that on that ad.
I know we can demisogynize it and get on the side of women everywhere, and that's by talking about what's his name?
Oh, wait! Hang on. I think we might have the ominous one that you were thinking of. Would you like to hear ominous Rick Perry?
And it's got to be really ominous. Was that good?
Yeah, that's good. That's good setup.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian. But you don't need to be in the pew every Sunday to know that there's something wrong in this country when gays can serve openly in the military, but our kids can't openly celebrate Christmas or pray in school. As president, I'll end Obama's war on religion, and I'll fight against
liberal attacks. That's not ominous. But I think we can all agree that
I don't think we need to make this ad any worse.
Any worse than it already
it
is.
It kind of stands on its own, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Rick Perry is a scary man, because I think he's probably a power top.
This is his last chance to get on top of America. I mean, that's what's going on. It's the bottom of the ninth. He's swinging for the fences.
Yeah, he's totally. I mean, he's clearly desperate, right?
Yes. Yes.
I've been staring at this transcript. I mean, you know, when you put the words on the page.
Yeah.
I mean,
why don't you read it in your voice? Read it in your voice, or in whatever voice you choose.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian, but...
Christian but
what?
Christian but. You
what?
See what he's doing there? He's asking for Christian but.
I don't even... I mean, grammatically, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, this is clearly written in crayon, right?
Exactly.
Rick Perry wrote this.
On
I mean,
the
we
back
know
of the McDonald's bag.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian but. I mean, isn't that... Where do you go from there?
I'm a Christian butt is what. Yeah, there you go. I'm gonna stay with that joke until it's funny. Jeff, is it funny yet?
It's getting pretty funny. I'm trying to play the Inception song.
Oh, okay.
You hear it?
Keep going.
That's it. That's all I got.
All right.
Keep reading, Kevin. Let's break this down.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian, but you don't need to be in the pew every Sunday to know. So
wait.
Right?
You go ahead. What do you get from that?
Right? He's like, look, I can't, you know, I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian, but I clearly have to appeal to someone else here.
I think you need to dig a little deeper, and this I think that line is actually about anal sex.
Oh jeez.
Kevin, it's always like this. Lee needs to get together with Rick Perry and Bachman's husband, and just like everybody needs to get it out.
Okay, but wait, no.
Big.
I think that
political gangbang.
Rude pundit.
I'll bring the ball poo.
You'll bring the scrotal feces.
Yes,
thank you. That's classier.
Yes. Wow. Wait. Listen to what he's saying there.
By the way, Newt's campaign headquarters is now called Scrotal Feces.
He's saying, I am a Christian butt, and I've got to be in the pew every Sunday.
All right, let me...
Look at what he's saying there. Sunday is his anal sex day.
Okay, I'm not seeing that. I'm going to have to go out on a limb here. And
you're
say,
not looking. You're not.
See, Sunday's
you're
not
looking
the
at the actual transcript in front of Lee.
Okay, continue, Kevin. Continue.
Well, if you have to say, I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian, but you basically are saying I am ashamed to be a Christian, aren't you? I mean,
stop saying Christian, but.
So,
but it's like those people.
I'm going to read it again. I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian, but.
All right. Continue.
So, you don't need to be in the pew every Sunday to be a Christian, but. I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian, but. Basically. You're not going to be able to get past this, are you?
You continue. Read the next sentence.
He clearly. Someone who has no grasp of English clearly wrote this, because then, by saying, I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian, but, he is saying. But in these instances, I am ashamed to be a Christian. But then it just goes on and says, you don't need to be in the pew every Sunday to know there's something wrong in this country. When gays can serve openly in the military, but our kids can't openly celebrate Christmas or pray in school.
By the way, you can pray in school as much as you want. Yeah. Nobody's going to stop you from praying in school. You want to sit there before your biology test and say, oh, Jesus Christ, I need some help here. You're free to do that. But the biology teacher can't get up in front of the class and say, you know, let's all bow our heads now and pray to Jesus because he is the only Lord.
Yeah.
I have two questions, or one comment and a question and then a but. It seems the whole butt thing is like when people tell you a racist joke and they start with, I'm not a racist, but.
Right.
And that's what he said. So if we translate this from Rick Eves, it's, I'm ashamed to be a Christian. And for those of you that don't go to church, the reason why I'm ashamed is because of all these gays in the military not praying in my school. And my question is, where does this rank on the Christine O'Donnell I am not a witch ad scale political ads?
I think it's pretty low on that, because you know what? Most people are not going to read it the same way that they're
Kevin Janis is reading.
Yeah. They're going to sit there and go, you know, that Rick Perry, he's a fine Christian fella. He's batshit crazy, but he's a fine, fine Christian fella.
Yeah, I mean, they probably are. I mean, look, gays are the new communists, right? I mean, in terms of
I miss the old communists.
They are, well, no, they are for the right. For the right. Left, it's banks and corporations.
The various boogeymen?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're, you know, they're inside the military. They're inside your marriage. They're inside you. They're everywhere.
Wow. Are you scared, Jeff? Are you scared for your child?
Not really.
You know who else used his children this week? Like, you two manipulatively used your children to try to get cheap laughs?
I wasn't going for laughs. I wanted someone to clean my son's scrotum.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what grandparents are for. Barack Obama today invoked his daughters when he was defending his Health and Human Services Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius' decision to override the Food and Drug Administration's approval of the contraception Plan B, thus making it not available over the counter for women of all ages, girls and women of all ages. And despite the fact that the Plan B is safer than aspirin. Are you eating something?
Eating something?
No, yes. It sounds like he's typing.
Are you typing?
Yeah. I was sending my resume to other radio stations. No.
But so this is what Obama did. Obama today said at his his press conference, he said, as the father of two daughters, I wouldn't want them to have access to something like that. So he's there saying that he used his daughters as a prop.
He's middle of the roading for the election again. He's giving the blue meat to the populace while he's throwing the middle of the road crap for the other side.
But this isn't middle of the road. This is something he specifically said he was not going to do. Scientists said this is safe. Everybody thought that the Bush administration had also prevented this from going forward, and everybody thought, oh, this is a no-brainer. This is going to go forward. So, and here's Obama out there saying what could have been said by Bush or any right-winger, Obama saying that it would be available to 10-year-old girls alongside bubblegum or batteries at drugstores.
So his problem was a shelving issue.
And you know what I love there? He used B words. It's Plan B. And it's as if he's at the alphabetical drugstore.
It's shelving.
It's Plan B, and there's bubblegum and batteries on the B aisle.
But wouldn't it be on the P for plan?
No, you always go by the last name.
Oh, you're right.
But anyway, this is obviously a lot of women's advocacy groups are really upset about this, find it appalling, feel really betrayed by the president and by Kathleen Sebelius.
Is that all the rationale that was given for this move, is the things you just said? Was there no legitimate rationale given?
No, it was the same thing that the Bush administration had said. And by the way, this is the first time ever that a Secretary of Health and Human Services has overridden the decision of the scientists at the FDA. First time ever in the history of the FDA.
Maybe this is part of Obama's plan to piss off the left so much that they vote for someone who can bring hope and change in 2012. And it's President Obama, but he wears a little Movember mustache.
Are you still an Obama fan, Kevin?
You have to look at who the alternatives are, right?
Yeah, I get that. But just because, you know, it's like you're right. A stab in the eye is better than a punch in the balls. Is worse than a punch in the balls.
I mean, to suggest that he's a stab in the
eye. No. He's a punch in the balls, and better than a stab in the eye.
Right.
Yeah, I misstated.
So he's a punch in the balls. So he's. But you feel that he's punched you in the balls?
Oh, I feel he's punched me in the balls. Wow, this has been a ball-centric half hour of radio.
We get talking about Plan B. Your intro to it is women's groups are outraged.
A punch in the vagina. Outrage. A punch in the vagina.
Followed by three guys going on about balls and nut sacks and toque sacks.
Wait.
Kevin, this isn't the actual show. This is just a war.
When women are outraged, we turn to Jeff Chrysler. Jeff, What do you think?
I think that as far as the punch in the balls,
an
if you
expert
will,
in women being outraged.
Oh, about women being outraged.
Anne
is downstairs feeding my child, making dinner and doing the dishes.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm done.
Are you kidding me? She wouldn't be caught dead.
My work here is done.
Wow. Let's talk about our balls some more. That's great.
No, listen. I think this is an interesting point, which we'll continue discussing. As far as the Obama being the punch in the balls, I think...
Punch in the vagina.
Okay, whatever he's punching that hurts, it's sort of... because of the absence of him doing the good things, as opposed, he's maintained the status quo in ways that we thought he would not. And like it or not, someone that the status quo in this country is a place that would have this type of move, vetoing the FDA. And it's like, I think progressives have to come to grips and decide which way they're going to go. I'm not saying which way to go with the fact that Obama has done a few good things. He's done some things that we really don't like, but those things we don't like are almost like maintaining the status quo of the way the country was going. I don't know how that makes it lean towards supporting him or not, but it just dawns on me that it's a way to combine the argument of the alternative with his own shortcomings.
Kevin, so you haven't – I've given up.
You've flat out given up.
I mean, you know, I will do my democratic duty and vote for him because the alternative is to not vote.
Right.
But I sit there, I feel taken for granted.
Well, what do you, I mean?
I feel like it's like a fraternity, you know, that it's like a fraternity that says, you know what, it's cool that we get blind drunk and have and date rape women because we have a blood drive once a year.
That. Jeff.
I don't think it's that far. I don't think we're date raping women.
So I'm just keeping track here. Hang on, my notes. President Obama is date raping women
and punching them in the balls,
and he has fucked Lee Papa in the mouth. Right?
Wow, he sounds like a really bad person after this half hour of radio.
Goodness,
look at what you bring out.
Still
in
here.
Us. Look at the darkness you bring out in us.
Well,
Kevin.
I am still here. Yes, clearly. Boy, I bring out...
Well, why don't you get his back?
What, about Obama's back? Well, I guess my question to you is look, I mean, the alternative was Hillary, right? I mean, would Hillary have made the same choices that...
Hillary would not have made this choice.
I think that's fair to say. But, I mean, the other reasons that you feel aggrieved, I mean, would she have done the same thing?
I agree with you that Hillary was not a better choice in a lot of ways, and I was an Obama supporter all through the campaign. I don't know. Jeff, have you lost hope?
No, but I think I was always a little more realistic. I was excited for the change and for the possibility, but I think I'd seen enough to know it wasn't going to be everything we wanted. I think it's... moves like this just kind of confound me more than make me lose hope, because it's like this move in particular, I don't even see the angle here. I don't see this as a purely political move. I don't even see what this move is all about.
You don't see it as a political move?
Who is he trying to win over? The people that hate him? Like, by now, has he not learned that he can't reach across the aisle? Like,
this is about preventing there from being an ad that says Barack Obama wants your 11-year-old to take an abortion pill. That's all this is about.
That ad is still going to run.
Well, yeah, that's what he hasn't fucking learned.
That's my point. So I haven't been disillusioned or lost hope. I'm just frustrated. Like the whole healthcare debate, I was frustrated that it took him so long to just start kicking people nuts. He should have grabbed Lieberman right away and strangled him. So it's like I still believe he has the best intentions. I just don't think he's practical and pragmatic enough to get things done in this environment.
Okay, so we have a new one on the list.
He needs to strangle Joe Lieberman.
Hang on, kick him in the nuts.
Kick him in the nuts.
Okay.
Listen, we got about a minute left. Now that we've made sure Kevin doesn't come back on the show, But
I find Kevin a moderating influence.
Oh yeah, me too. Because I'm not
That's
there in
right.
the studio.
Yes, yes.
Do we have a Lee? Can we think of a would you rather for Kevin in the last minute? That's our normal Kevin. Normally for our guests, we have a would you rather, and I don't know. So I'll start with it. Would you rather be the man that greases? I do say man greases the space below Newt Gingrich's scrotum daily, or Lee?
I have unplugged my headphones.
All right, then I guess the answer is yes. Hey everyone, this has been another episode. Cheater and the Rude. I'm Jeff Chrysler. You can check us out on Facebook at Cheater and the Rude and our Twitter, Jeff Chrysler. Who else is here?
We had Kevin Janis, who has a Twitter feed himself. It is?
At Kevin Janis. KevinJanus.
And you can also... I'm at Rude Pundit. This has been a scrotal episode. All scrotum.
Fecal scrotal.
All scrotum all the time. An episode of Cheater and the Rude on the Progressive Radio Network.